أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for 2024. Today being the 28th day of the blessed month of Ramadan, there are just a few days left after which we'll have to bid farewell to this blessed month. But don't let this be the end of your journey into the Quran, nor your connection to the Ahlul Bayt, nor your connection to Imam Ali. Make it a point to continue to read the Quran after the day of Eid and study its content on a regular basis. Now today, as we continue in our series, we turn our focus to yet another verse of the Noble Quran. And today we want to look at chapter number 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 3, in which Allah says the following, "This day I have perfected for you your religion, with all its rules, commandments, and universality, completed my favor upon you, and have been pleased to assign for you Islam as a religion." Now this verse of the Quran stands as a monumental declaration, or rather this portion of the verse of the Quran, I should say, stands as a monumental declaration signaling the culmination of divine guidance and the perfection of the Islamic faith. This verse encapsulates the finality and universality of Islam as a chosen religion by Allah. And in the context of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, this verse holds profound significance, reflecting his pivotal role in the perfection and completion of the favors of Allah and the completion and perfection of Islam. Now, before we go into the discussion, one point must be made, which is where the portion of this verse comes to us from. You see, this portion of the verse is only one sentence within the context of a much larger verse. And if you were to read the entire verse, which we will do, you would have to wonder how we're able to draw the conclusions which we will draw today. Let's just have a look at this verse if we may. Allah says, "Unlawful to you for food are carrion and blood and the flesh of swine, and that the animal which is offered in the name of any other than God, Allah, and the animal strangled, and the animal beaten down, and the animal fallen to death, and the animal gored, and that devoured by wild beasts, save that which you make lawful by slaughtering properly while it was still alive, and that which has been sacrificed to anything serving the function of idols and at the places consecrated for offerings to other than Allah. And also unlawful is that divided and obtained through divining arrows and the like, such as lotteries and throwing dice. Eating of any of that just mentioned is transgression. This day, those who disbelieved have lost all hope of preventing the establishment of your religion. So do not hold them in awe, but be in awe of me. This day I have perfected for you your religion with all its rules, commandments, and universality. Completed my favor upon you and have been pleased to assign for you Islam as religion. Then whoever is constrained by dire necessity and driven to what is forbidden without purposely inclining to sin, surely Allah is all-forgiving, all-compassionate." Now reading this in the context of the verse which we began with, or the portion of the verse, can we say that Islam was perfected and completed by making sure that Allah let us know that Islam is a complete code of life and it was perfected only through dietary laws? Would the disbelievers, would they have lost all hope of preventing the establishment of Islam simply by Allah making dead animals, blood, pig, and other things impermissible? Does that make sense to you? Does it make sense that the disbelievers have lost all hope of preventing the establishment of Islam through making sure that animals were slaughtered, or animals were not slaughtered for any other than Allah, or that we don't eat strangled or beaten animals that have died on their own? Could it be that the believers have lost all hope of preventing the establishment of Islam through Allah making animals or food consecrated to idols or other than Allah impermissible? I don't think so. Now clearly there are two different things going on in this large verse. And for some reason Allah in His infinite wisdom decided to protect this one portion, "Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Dinakum," this day I have perfected for you a religion. Allah has decided to protect it within the larger verse of permissible and impermissible food and animal consumption. Now, to do a deep dive into this is not possible, so I'm going to have to leave that for another discussion or occasion, or you can look online for more content. But coming back to my topic, you know, these two portions of the verse must stand out for us, and we have to review and review them independently and ask, why would Allah make this kind of a statement? Why would Allah talk about animals prohibited And then he would say, this day those who disbelieve have lost all hope of preventing the establishment of your religion. So do not hold them in awe, but be in awe of me. Why would Allah then say, this day I have perfected for you your religion, with all its rules, commandments, and universality, completed my favor upon you, and have been pleased to assign for you Islam as religion. And then talk about more animals, or the fact that if you are driven to eat, then you can eat. Now, through a clear review of Islamic history, which you need to do a deep dive into again, this day, Al-Yawm, refers to the day of Ghadir Khum, the day when the Prophet, on the orders of Allah, once again officially appointed and announced Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali, the commander of the faithful, peace be upon him, as his successor. Not the day of Saqifa, the day of Ghadir. It was on that day that the unbelievers were drowned in the waves of despair, and the hypocrites who had expected Islam to be a personality-centered religion, and the hypocrites who felt that with the passing of the Prophet, the situation could revert to its previous state, and they could take over and become the caliphs and run the empire, they hoped that Islam would be dismantled by the death of the Prophet. However, when they witnessed that the man, who in terms of knowledge, power, piety, and justice was unparalleled amongst the Muslims after the Prophet, when they saw he was chosen to succeed the Messenger of Allah, and people began to give the bayat, the oath of allegiance to him, that's when despair and hopelessness regarding the future of Islam overtook them. It was always there, hidden. Now it overtook them. And they realized that it was a deep-rooted and enduring religion which would not be dismantled easily, at least how they wanted it to be. Yes, it was on this day that the religion of Islam reached its ultimate perfection. For without the appointment of a successor to the Prophet at Ghadir, not at Saqifa, and without clarifying the future situation of the Muslims, this religion would not have reached its ultimate perfection. That day was when Allah's blessings were perfected by the appointment of a worthy leader, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, for the future of the people and the future of Islam. It was also on that day that Islam, with the completion of its programs, was accepted as the final religion from Allah. Now obviously, as I said, the event of Ghadir is much deeper than what we can cover here in these few minutes. And one just needs to reflect on the fact that the most comprehensive encyclopedia about this event, which is entitled Al-Ghadir fil Kitab wa Sunnah wal Adab, which is an 11-volume masterpiece from the late Allama Abdul Hussein Amini, that the amount of effort he put into writing and compiling this, and you know, he himself is quoted as saying that he referred to more than 100,000 books and read more than 10,000 of them completely cover to cover, and that it took him more than 40 years to write Al-Ghadir. In addition, he's reported to have traveled extensively around the world to complete this work by going to libraries, speaking to scholars and researchers around India, of that time in India, Egypt, Syria, and much of the other parts of the Arab and Muslim world. Now, to bring this discussion to a close and a fruition, we realize that although the name of Imam Ali is not directly mentioned in the Quran, nor in the verse we are reviewing today, well, that's where the hadith come into play. Given that Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them, are the rightful interpreters of the Quran, we must go to their door of guidance to see how they explain the verses of the Quran. And in looking at the verse under review for today, we come across the following narration, which adds clarity to the verse. And it states the following, that it's been narrated to have come to us from Abu Abdullah, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, that he said, quoting from his forefathers, that the commander of the faithful Ali, peace be upon him, said, by Allah, Allah the Blessed and Exalted has granted me 9 things which he did not grant to anyone before me except the Prophet. Indeed, the paths have been opened for me. Genealogies have been made known to me. The clouds have been made to yield for me. The events until the end of the world have been explained to me. And I have been given the power of eloquent speech. I have indeed looked into the kingdom of creation by the permission of my Lord, and nothing that was before me or will come after me has been concealed from me. Indeed, by my walaya, my leadership, my authority, my mastership, Allah has completed the religion for this ummah, for this community, and He has perfected His blessings upon them, and He has accepted their Islam as a religion. On the day of Walaya, on the day of leadership, it will be said to Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, by Allah, O Muhammad, inform them that today I have completed their religion for them, and I have completed Islam for them as their religion, and I have perfected my blessings upon them. All of this is from Allah's favor upon me, so to Him belongs all praise. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful way to have the completion of Islam. Let's now come to some practical tips from the topic of today for our Ramadan reflections, as well as a closing reflection and a final thought to end this blessed day of the month of Ramadan. Point number one is that disbelievers fear a complete, comprehensive religion. Disbelievers are apprehensive of a comprehensive religion of Islam that encompasses all aspects of life, not just praying and fasting and those actions, but more importantly, divinely appointed leadership. They fear a religion whose leader stands against the dominance of superpowers, upholds principles of justice, and defends the faith through jihad. The Islam that disbelievers fear is one that prioritizes spiritual and moral values and divinely appointed leadership over material gain and worldly power. Point number two is the true leadership as the axis of Islam. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, was the embodiment of true Islamic leadership, exemplifying justice, wisdom, and devotion to Allah. His life was the axis around which authentic Islamic teachings and righteous rulership revolved, making the recognition of his divinely ordained authority essential to upholding the true spirit of Islam. Recognizing Imam Ali's rightful authority is the key to upholding the true spirit of Islamic leadership. Point number three is Islam requires divine leadership. Islam is not merely a set of beliefs and rituals, but also necessitates divinely ordained leadership for its preservation and continuation. Genuine Islamic leadership rooted in the authority of Imam Ali and his successors ensures the continuity and authenticity of the faith. Allah does not accept Islam devoid of true leadership, emphasizing the pivotal role of Imam Ali and his successors in the religion's fulfillment. As a closing reflection for today, brothers and sisters, the essence of Islam lies not only in its theological doctrines, but rather the embodiment of these principles in our lives. And that comes about through righteous, divinely appointed leadership. The fear and apprehension experienced by the belligerent disbelievers does not stem from the faith itself or from the food Muslims eat or the method of slaughter, but rather from Muslims accepting and adhering to the genuine leadership of Islam that upholds the true values through the Prophet, his divinely appointed Imams, and the pious scholars, the Maraji Taqlid, that preserved this religion in the era of the occultation of the 12th Imam. As a final thought, and I leave you with this, as believers, we must recognize the indispensable role of divine leadership in Islam and strive to uphold the legacy of Imam Ali and his successors, peace be upon all of them. By embracing true leadership, which is a blessing of Allah, as it completes and perfects Islam, we honor the blessings bestowed upon us and fulfill our commitment to the path of Allah. Until tomorrow and another day of Ramadan and our Ramadan reflections, we leave you with the words of peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.